How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for our new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
The masses, men of every bird, form and after, Jesus gave the key. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread. Oh, Lord, lift up the Savior for men to see. And he said it by
lift them up. We need somebody to help us. Lord, have mercy. This is WGUM, Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott, your genial host, and we will be having Pastor Prophet Marva Henry on as soon as she comes on the line after we hear from Pastor Benjamin. Lift them up. Seem to be having a slight technical problem here.
How to reach the masses, men of every bird, form and after, Jesus gave the key. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread. Oh, Lord, lift up the Savior for men to see. And he said it by
oh,
once again, lift them up. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott welcoming you all to WGUM, Glory United Ministries. We will have Pastor Prophet Marva Henry on once her line opens after we hear from Pastor Benjamin.
Amen, amen, amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. And no matter what this day entails for me, I still must rejoice and bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me, I'm yet going to bless his holy name. Because when I praise God, the devil has to move. Oh, bless his name. I am excited to be with you on this 28th day of August, year of 2017. A lot has happened, but we are yet in the land of the living, able to lift up our voice and shout with the voice of triumph unto our God. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. I feel good right now down in my soul. Oh, bless his name. Even though the enemy is trying to attack, I'm going to rise above the attack and bless his holy name. Let's go to the word of the Lord. And after I go to the word of the Lord, we will play another song. And after that, you will hear the voice of my friend, pastor, prophetess, apostle, Marva Henry. Oh, bless his name. She is the speaker of the hour. Oh, bless God. Come on, people of God. Give God a wave offering. I can't see you, but God can see you giving him a wave offering. When I was a child, the saints of old used to say, if I couldn't say a word, I'd wave my hand. Sometimes we're in precarious situations, and there's no need to talk about it, no need to fuss, murmur, and complain. Just give God a wave offering. He knows what the wave offering is all about. Pastor Cain used to tell us, children, sometimes you'll just have to moan it out. You can't talk about it, just moan it out. Oh, bless God. I am excited for the word of God that my friend, my pastor from Chicago, Illinois, is going to bring on tonight. Oh, let it just bless you. And let it do like the song said, lift the Savior up for men to see. Jesus said it, not me. It's his word. He said, if I be lifted from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. So if men are not coming to Jesus, is it because you're the one that's not lifting him? Ah, that's a question for somebody tonight. Do I have enough Christ in my life that I can lift Jesus up for men to see? When they see me, they want to know more about what it is and who it is that I'm lifting. Jesus said, lift me up. And I'll draw them. You don't have to fuss with them. You don't have to get mad at them. You don't have to scandalize their name. You live right before men. And Jesus said that if you do that, they'll see me in you, and I'll draw all men unto me. Let's go to the word of the Lord, which is in Ephesians tonight, the fourth chapter of Ephesians, starting at verse 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. This service is for the saints of God to help us. Oh, bless his name. Yes, Lord, I thank you. Ah, for the saints, perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Oh, bless his name. I have read Ephesians, the fourth chapter, beginning at verse 11, and I closed at verse 13. There's some good pickings in this fourth chapter of Ephesians. Pick up your Bible, please, and read the Word of God. You find that in the Word of God, you have a hiding place. You find that you'll have strength in the Word of God. Read, study the Word of God so that when the storms of life are raging, you will have a foundation not on sand, but on solid. Jesus Christ is the rock, the solid rock. And then you will be able to sing the song, on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. And if you're standing on anything other than Christ, you're on sinking sand. So that's why you're going down, because you have no foundation. Oh, bless his name. Dr. Scott, back in your hands.
Your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name,
'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, Lord, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm praying this prayer right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm praying this prayer right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now.
Well, sometimes I wake it hard and sometimes I wake it up. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Sing of this song right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Lord, I'm singing this song right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now.
Sometimes I get tired, sometimes I get weak, but I'm calling your name, palm of your hand. Sometimes I'm weak, and sometimes I'm tired, Lord. And I need you to rock me in the cradle of your own, Lord. I'm down and I'm low. Sometimes I'm sick in my body, Lord. One cup from you, Lord, will make it all right. I know you're ace, Lord, and I know you will. Oh, sometimes I get tired.
I need you right now. And Pastor Prophet, Marva Henry, we need you right now.
Right now, Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Come on.
All right. I just wanted to make sure that you all could hear me. Amen. I'm trying to see, Dr. Scott, is there any other, anybody else on the line from Chicago? I had put it on
they'll
Facebook.
They'll identify themselves after we get through the program, after you finish your sermon.
But we don't stop
and try to identify folks as we go through. We'll let them self-identify.
No. I thought you could see it as we came on.
No, I have no way to know.
That's how you knew I was on. Huh?
I knew you were on because I know your telephone number.
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right then. Thank you. Okay. Is it my time to start now?
We've got a crowd of people just waiting to hear from you, Pastor Henry.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I just thank and praise God for you all allowing me to come on Blog Talk. Amen, to come on and be on with you all and be able to minister the word of God to the people of God. Amen. And I was hoping that my assistant was on the line because I wanted her to read for me from the book of Mark. I want to talk, but if not, if somebody else is there can read for me real quick from the book of Mark. 10:46-52.
So
I want to talk
your
a little.
Her number
is 773-824, I think 2813 or 1328.
Now that number does not appear to be here, unfortunately.
Oh, okay, not yet. All right, well, she haven't got on yet. Okay, well, somebody can help me out. Is Pastor Patricia Benjamin on?
Yes, she is.
Well, I may can get Pastor Benjamin to help me out.
Okay, let me open her line. Glory to God.
Where are you reading from?
Mark. 10:46-52. Talking about the blind guy. Blind Bartimaeus.
All right.
Yeah. You know, I was laying in my bed and the Lord began to just minister to me concerning him. You know, concern. And then you know what he began to say to me? He said, there's a lot. You know what? We miss out on so much, people of God. Because we cannot see as what God is saying to us. We read the word. We see the word. That's why he said, my son, pay close attention to my word. We got to get. And then I want to say something. I remember one time Dr. Scott was praying for me, and he began to pray, and he said something. He said, God, I want you to bless her and send the blessings through the universe. And I paid that attention. I said, God, that means send blessings from everywhere. And that day, I made so much money on that day because of the prayer that he prayed. I paid attention to what was prayed. And a lot of times, people of God, we got to pay attention to the word of God.
Amen.
We gotta pay attention. You know, when a lot of times we get in a way, in a place where we know how to quote the scripture, or we quote them so beautifully, but are we applying that word to our life? That are we applying it to our life? Are we taking that word that we hear and applying it to us? We need to learn to apply that word. So that way, when we pray and believe, when we pray, we got to believe God. And once we believe it, we'll know that God will come in and answer us. He said, whatever we ask of him, he will do it for you and I. He will do it. And then you know what? I'm a person that I stand on the word of God. I believe the word. I don't care what it looks like, what comes my way, I stand on the word of God. Knowing that the scriptures say God is able. He's able to do the exceeding, the abundantly, the above all we can ask or think, people of God. And we got to trust God and believe him and take him at his word. We're missing so much because we're not truly taking him at his word. We hear the word. Amen. We hear the word, but we're not applying it. We need to apply it, people of God. I want to talk about this blind man. This blind man, the Bible said he had, was blind. You know, they had a song about, hey, blind, blind man, sitting by the wayside. Why don't you move aside and let the master come back? Because you can't see by day or even by night. But I found out them blind people and deaf people, they're king in other areas. He may not could see. That blind man couldn't see, but it's one thing, he had a king hearing. He was able to hear, and he heard that Jesus was passing his way. He heard that he was able to heal the sick. He heard that he was able to heal the blind eyes. He heard that he was able to heal the deaf and the dumb. He was able to heal the lame. He was able to hear, even though he couldn't see him coming. And I want to talk about him today. Talk about this blind man. Amen. Come on, Patty. You ready?
Yes,
glory
I am.
To God. Okay, come on, girlfriend.
You were doing all right. Anyway, St. Mark chapter 10, verse 46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out to Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging.
He was sitting by the highway. He was doing the things that he knew to do. That's what the beggars did back at that time. And then we find people now, they stand on the corner, they begging for alms. You know, and that's what blind Bartimaeus, that's what he was doing, standing by the wayside, begging. But then he messed around and heard that Jesus was passing his way. He messed around and heard about that man that was coming through. And then after a while, blind Bartimaeus, he began to cry out. He began to cry out to Jesus. He wanted to be delivered. He wanted to be set free. He wanted to be healed in his body. Mm-hmm. He wanted deliverance. People of God, you know, and then listen, as he was crying, he was crying out. So the disciples and all the people, they were there. They were saying, why don't he be quiet? But you know what? The Bible told me the more he cried, the more they told him to shut up, the more he cried. The more he cried out. And they didn't like the idea. You know, remember when the children, how the disciples told the woman of God that had the issue of blood and how she cried out to Jesus and how she wanted to just get to him and touch the hem of his garment, and look at how they tried to shut her up. Look at how they tried to quiet her. And they tried to quiet blind Bartimaeus. They tried to quiet him. But the more they told him, shut your mouth, man, be quiet, man, the more he cried. A lot of times people are trying to shut you up. But you better cry that much louder. You gotta cry that much harder. And as he began to cry, the closer he got to Jesus. And then Jesus asked him, what did he want? And that man told him that he wanted to be able to see again, to see. And then when he told him that, the Bible said that back in that day, those people, they was known by the garment that they wore. So by him being a blind beggar, he wore a beggar's robe. They know him by the beggar's robe and the blind. He wore a blind man robe. And a lot of us people of God, we are wearing the robe of the things that we are facing. A lot of people here are facing disappointment. We're wearing the robe of disappointment. A lot amen. Of us are wearing, amen? Okay.
Amen.
Wearing the robe of disappointment. They recognize us by the, you know, the facial expression. That's your robe. Robe of disappointment. A lot of us are wearing the robe of rejection. A lot of us are wearing the robe of deceit. A lot of us are wearing the robe of anxiety. A lot of us are wearing the robe of sickness.
Mm-hmm.
And the people recognize us by the robe that we're wearing. But you know what? I'm here to tell you on tonight. You can drop that robe on tonight. You're blind Bartimaeus. When Jesus called him and told him to come, that man, look, he was ready and willing. He, by his faith made him whole. That man jumped up from there when Jesus called him. When Jesus called him, he jumped up, dropped the robe that he was wearing. That represented that he was going to be healed. He was going to get what he needed from God. He pulled that robe off and dropped it. That represented that by his faith, he was made whole. It's time to drop your robe, people of God. It's time to come out of them robes. It's time, look, if you got sickness going on in your body, it's time for you to, come on, let's pull off the robe. Shake it up, Sata. Let's pull off the robe of sickness. Let that robe of disappointment. Let's pull off that robe of rejection. Let down. Come on. Let's pull off the robe of anxiety. We don't wear them long enough. It's time for us to drop. Pull off. Let's pull off them robe and let us receive on tonight what God has for us. There's a lot of you came on this prayer line, on this here radio station tonight, and you had something on your mind. You had something in your heart. There's something you need God to do. It's something that you want God to do. You came on here with a spirit of expectation. You came on and said, oh, God, I pray to God that she have a word for me. I pray that God do something. You came with expectation. It's time for you to drop your role, baby. Whatever that thing is that you need from God, it's time for you to rid yourself from that rope. It's the disappointment you're going through. It's time to drop the rope, people of God. Is there sickness in your life? He said, listen, I am the Lord thy God that what? Healeth thee. That's why blind Martha Myers, he dropped that rope because he knew that he was about to be healed. By faith. He dropped that role by faith. And then received what Jesus said that he can have. He received that he needed from him.
Yeah.
People of God, it's time for us. Listen. It's time for us to trust God and believe God like never before. Whatever it is, listen, whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it is that you're facing, it is time to believe it. It's time to walk by faith and not by sight. We always walking by what we see, but it's time to walk by faith, people of God, and not by sight. Let us receive it by faith, knowing that he said it is, knowing that he said it will be. Knowing that he said, whatever thing you ask of me, know that I'll do it. I'll do it for you. I'll make it right for you. I'll do it for you tonight. Whatever it is, come on now. Some of us sitting around sick in our bodies, going through it. But he told us in the word of God that healing is the children's bread. He told us in the word, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. Told us in the word. And we got to stand on the word. The Bible said it was counted unto righteousness unto Abraham because Abraham staggered not at the promises of God. We got to stand on the promise, people of God. We got to believe in the word. We got to believe the promise of God. When God declare a thing, he shall bring it to pass. You've been waiting. Some of us have been waiting a long time. And you've been waiting. And you've been waiting. And then you're telling God, when are you going to do it? When is this thing here going to come to pass? Lord, I've been waiting. I'm waiting, Lord. When is this thing going to come to pass? He said in the word of God, Mark 11 and 24. What did he say? He said, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe it, receive it, and then you will have it. But you can't doubt. The Bible said a wavy-minded man need not ought to think that he's going to receive anything from God when you're wavy-minded. But when you can stand on the word of God and believe that word and mount up on that word, knowing that when God say a thing, he shall bring it to pass. He told us healing is the children's bread. Let us receive healing tonight. Take off that robe of sickness. That robe, whatever it is you're going through, whatever it is that you're facing, let's take off that robe and let's drop that robe and get at the feet of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Did like by blind Bartimaeus. He dropped the robe. Mm-hmm. Got rid of the robe. Mm-hmm. Because he knew that he was about to receive his blessing.
Thank you.
He knew. That's why he jumped straight up and disrobed himself. Took off that blind man's robe, that beggar robe. Took it off, people of God. Spirit of infirmity. I feel you and I smell you. Spirit of infirmity. I don't know who it is that got all this sickness going on in their body. That spirit of infirmity. This is tonight. Tonight, you're going to dismantle your underosa. You're going to dismantle your robe. I smell you and I feel you.
Thank you, Jesus.
All kind of sickness. That means spirit of infirmity. We are more, it's more than one. More than one sickness. But I command you by the authority of Jesus Christ, whoever this is, if somebody sick, I mean sick, carrying sickness, carrying the sickness, spirit of infirmity, that means there's more than one thing. But I dare you to dismount your robe tonight. I dare you to tell yourself, I'm pulling off of this here stuff. This here will not be anymore. I'm getting rid of this. I'm taking off of this. Listen, Jesus died on the cross for me, and he told me it was finished. When he gave up the ghost, he said, it's finished. It's over. Dismount your robe tonight. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you tonight.
Thank you.
God, I praise you on tonight. Lord, we got to dismount the robes. We got to come, disappointment, depression. Depression. You're going through some things. Dismount that robe. It's time to take off that robe. Tell yourself you're not going to go through this anymore. Tell yourself you will not sit around and cry all day long. Tell yourself this is it. I'm dismounting the robe. I'm not carrying depression anymore. That's what blind Bartimaeus did. He got rid of the robe. He dismounted himself. People of God, you got to dismount yourself. We carry stuff. We carry stuff too close to us. We carry stuff too long. And then we know what the word of God says. Can we stand on the word? Can we believe the word? He said, my son, pay close attention to my word. Hear my word. And take that word and apply it. People of God, we want to be healed tonight. We want to be delivered tonight. Let's not carry. Let's not wear them robes of sorrow. Every time somebody see your face is all broke down, let's take off that robe of sorrow. Rejection. Let down. Come on, disappointment. Anxiety. Let us take off of them robes, people of God, in the name of Jesus. If God said it, he shall bring it to pass. If he said it, he's going to do it. And then we got to apply the word. Let us walk by faith and not by sight on tonight. Let us hear the word of God and let us take it and apply it. Wrap up in his word. Glory to God. We got to hide ourselves. Look, he said, I have made a robe of righteousness for you. Okay. He wants you to wrap up in that robe of righteousness. Wrap up in that robe of righteousness. When you're laying down at night, wrap up in that robe and believe God, knowing that he's able to do the exceedingly, the abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to that power that worketh in us. I don't know, people of God, I'm still picking up. I'm picking up, and it's making me sick. I'm picking up that spirit of infirmity. I don't know if y'all going to ask the people to call in, but I wish that person would call in. That spirit of infirmity, I'm picking it up real bad, and it's making me sick on the stomach, and I'm just getting sick in the mouth. Oh, whoever that is, somebody is carrying a spirit of infirmity. It leads from one place to another. It goes from one something to another. And whoever that, please call me. I need to pray for you. I need to bind that spirit. I need to tear it down. It needs to be rooted up. I'm getting it all in my mouth and all in my stomach. I don't know who that is, but maybe when we get through, Patty and Dr. Scott can help me with this here. Amen. And you know what, people of God? I don't know how long I have, but I'm going to stop here because I'm picking this up real bad. And I just want to stop because somebody is sick in their body. Yes. Tremendously carrying some stuff, carrying some different things. God said it's time for you to dismount that robe. You've been, you know what, and then you've been claiming it. All my this, all my that. I got, Lord, they say, I got this, I got that. You know what, I don't listen at them doctors when they tell me what I got. I tell them, yeah, okay. I know what God say. God has said healing is the children's bread. And I'm going to stand on that word and believe that word, that healing is the children's bread. Maybe, I don't know if I'm to stop now, Patty, but I'm going to stop now. And maybe you all can open the lines for the people for me. Because I need to talk to whoever that is.
Amen. Thank you, God. God, there was a strong word, blind Bartimaeus. The more that they tried to shut him down, the louder he cried out at Jesus' attention. And he dropped his robe of blindness, and God made him whole. And the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto you tonight on this line that God is able. He's ready for you to take that robe off tonight. He wants to heal whatever is wrong with you tonight because she's feeling it in her body. True prophets and seers, many times when we're in a service and if we're praying for people, we pick up their back pain, their stomach pain, their headaches, and all of that stuff. And it doesn't get off of us until we've prayed for you. And it's don't come through, then we have to go pray and ask God to lift it off of us because we don't want that spirit of infirmity. And whoever you are on this call, you don't want to keep carrying this robe of infirmity. No, you may not be blind like blind Bartimaeus, but you have a condition that only God can fix. So why
yes.
don't you want to open up the line tonight so that the prophet, the woman of God, Pastor Martha Henry, can pray for you to get relief for herself and for you. Come on, drop your robe, people. Drop your robe. You don't want to carry this around when Jesus is standing right there ready
yes.
to heal your body. Now, if you leave from this phone line tonight with that robe on, I don't know if there'll be another place for you to drop that rope. It can consume you. It will kill you. It will take you out of here. The devil came to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That line should be lit now. I want everyone on the line that with that infirmity that's carrying that rope, push the one. Only push it one time. If you push it a second time, say, well, maybe they didn't see me, then you take yourself out. Push it once and wait for us to call the last four numbers of your phone number. We do not call out area codes and all of that stuff. Weaker, you know your last four numbers. I know mine is 5463. When they open the line and say 5463, I know they're talking to me. Oh, bless his name. It's very strange that two people would have the same number on the call. Push the one if you want to drop your robe. If you want to keep your infirmity,
amen,
it's on you. But Jesus is willing to help you. Jesus is here to break every chain that binds you. Don't you want the chains and the shackles to come off you? Or you want to just keep right on murmuring and complaining and dragging this weight on you? Let us lay aside the sin and the weight that so easily beset us, and let us run the race. You can't run this race in the condition that you're in. Oh, bless his name. Come on, Dr. Scott, sit there and push the one, open up their lives so that the woman of God can
lines
pray.
Are open.
Destroy.
7047, your line is open. What is your prayer request?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
God bless. My name is Jackie, and I need prayer for my back.
Okay, Jackie. You ready to drop that roll?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. We dreaded for you to drop that roll. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I touch and agree with Jackie on tonight, Father. She came before you tonight, Father, willing to drop that robe, Father. And I pray here tonight, Father God, that you get down in the refinements of her soul, God, of her spirit, Father. And you touch her, God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, God. You heal, God, and you deliver. You said when she dropped the robe, Father, you was going to bring deliverance. Now, I thank you for delivering her, God. I thank you for healing her, God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Father.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, I thank you right now. I praise you, Father, in your son Jesus' name. And I declare and decree that it is so. It is so in Jesus' name. God, you told me whatsoever thing I bind on earth shall be bind in the heaven. And the thing that I loose shall be loose in the heaven. Father, I bind up this spirit right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Take full authority over it. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you and I praise you. In your son Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, Jackie.
Amen.
You have a blessed day now. All right.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome.
Caller 6701.
Hi, my name is Dorothy. I was calling. I just had surgery today. And
mm-hmm.
I was calling because I had surgery today on my right arm. And in February, I had surgery on my left knee. And I'm having problems with my other knee. And I'm also having problems with my left arm as well. And I'm just going through a lot as far as having pain all over my body.
You say you're going through what all over your body?
Pain. One pain after the other. One pain after
another
the
pain.
Other. And another
mm-hmm.
pain. Something's going on. Even as far as with like my weight, the weight and taking medication, putting weight on my body, and that's causing have pain problems with my knee because I got to take the medication for the pain.
Mhm. You got to take the medication for the pain.
Yeah. And I had surgery this morning. I had surgery this morning at 9:15 on my right arm.
Okay.
Yes.
So you had surgery this morning, and now you got to go back and have surgery on the left arm.
Yeah, that's what the doctor is implying. Yes. So it's just like something just keep going on and on with my body. Just one thing after the other.
It just is leaving from one place to another. It's moving around, right? In
yes,
your body.
I had surgery. I had surgery on my knee in February, and today I had surgery on my arm. I had surgery this morning on my arm in two places, and I'm in pain. I got the message to call this number. Somebody asked me to listen in, and I did, and I'm glad I did. I'm laying in bed.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. We touch and agree, and we call that spirit out. We call out that spirit of infirmity because that spirit is traveled from one place to another.
Yeah.
And we call that spirit out right now by the authority of Jesus Christ, by the power that's been invested in us. We call that spirit out in the name of Jesus. I take authority over you, you lying spirit, you lying demon. The Bible said you come to rob, steal, and to destroy. That's your job. And we take authority over you tonight. We come against you tonight, and she's going to drop her robe of affliction. She's going to drop that robe of affliction tonight. In the name of Jesus, they will not be able to have to come and do surgery on the left, and the pain is all over her body, or is going to the left side, the left knee is everywhere. But we bind you up right now. We take authority over you, you lying spirit. We take authority over you right now. In the name of Jesus, and let you heal her. You said if she will come before you and drop the robe, Father, you will send deliverance. You will give deliverance, Father. And I thank you for delivering her, God. I thank you for healing her, God. Do it from the quarter of our shape. Do it from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, God. Get all in them bones, Lord. And you fix it, God. You promised to make, you promised us in the word, you promised us, you told us you will fix that which is broken, that which is all messed up. You promised that you will fix it in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for her today. I thank you for Sister Dorothy God. I thank you for her in the name of Jesus. And I declare and decree that it is so in Jesus' name. All in your name, because she came to you, believing you and trusting in your word, Father, standing on your word in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you and I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, my love.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Caller 5793. Your line is open.
Yes, my name is Sarah, and I just want just prayer.
Well, okay, Sarah, we can give you just prayer. Amen. We asking God to bless you, bless your going, bless your coming, bless everything that's around you, bless your family. We ask the blessing of God to be released upon your life. And asking God to lead you and guide you in the way that he would have you to go. A lot of times we go in the direction we want to go in. But we're going to ask God to lead you and guide you in the way that he would have you to go. And then, you know, he told us in all thy ways to acknowledge him. And then he will direct our path.
Okay.
He'll direct us in the way that we need to go. Amen. So we just trusting and believing God that you will put your will in his will. Let his will be your will for your life.
Amen.
And then allow him to lead and guide you in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you. That's why you told us in all our ways acknowledge you. And you will direct our path. So that's why she said, I just want prayer. She needs some directions, Lord.
Yes,
she needs some direction. She needs you to lead her and guide her in the way that she needs to go, God. She needs your direction. She needs you to show her the way. But that's why you say it. And all your ways to acknowledge you. And then you're going to direct her. So I want you to direct her in the way that she needs to go. Not her will, but your will be done in her life, Father. In the name of, sometimes we think we know what we're doing. Sometimes we think we know how to do things. But God said, my will is what's best for you. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, my sister.
Amen. Thank
Keep
you.
Your hands in God's hand. All right.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Caller 8559. Your line is open for a prayer request.
My name is Yvonne. Hello, everybody. Hi, Pastor Parker. Just calling and asking to pray. It's been almost 3 years since I lost my sense of smell. And I've been believing, but lately I've been getting a little discouraged. I just need prayer for my sense of smell.
Hey, man, you ready to drop that robe, Yvonne?
Yep.
You remember the time I told you it was time for you to cross that Jordan?
Yeah.
And when you cross that Jordan, everything started going well?
Yeah.
Yeah. God says it's time to drop that robe. It's time for you to dismount yourself from that robe. Yeah, it's time for you to dismount. Girl, get rid of that robe. Knowing that God is able, knowing that he's able to do it. When blind Bartimaeus went to him, before he even got in his presence, he began to dismount himself from that robe. It's time for you to dismount yourself. It's time for you to drop that robe. Let's get rid of that robe of the can't smell. This is happening and that's happening. No, it's time for you to dismount yourself from that. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will touch her right now. God, she's been carrying this thing for some years now. And it's time for her to dismount herself. It's time for her to drop that robe. It's time for her to get rid of that spirit. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for her. I pray for her tonight, God. I touch and agree with her on tonight, Father, that it is so and it shall be done. In the name of Jesus. This is our time. This is the season, Father. In the name of Jesus. It is her time and her season, God. In the name of Jesus. Give back everything that the enemy has taken away. Everything that the caterpillar, the pomegranate, the locust has eaten up. God, give it back. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just thank you and I praise you for her. I magnify you and I glorify you for her. And it is so in Jesus' name. I declare and decree that it is in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, sweetie.
Amen. Thank
caller 3466. Your line is open for a prayer request.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Yes.
We're waiting on. I need prayer.
Huh? I need prayer.
You need prayer?
Yes.
Is there something special that you want God to do?
Yes, healing, because I've been going back and forth to the doctor, and they don't know what's wrong.
That's who you were picking up.
That's who I've been picking up. I've been to say, that's the spirit of infirmity.
Yes.
That's who I've been picking up. Yeah, that sickness all in everything. That's what I've been picking up. I picked it up in my mouth and in my stomach, and they don't know what's wrong with you, do they?
No, they don't.
No, they don't. But that's a spirit of infirmity. That ain't nothing but the spirit of the enemy. The Bible said he come to rob, steal, and to destroy.
Yeah.
Then he also said that all sickness and diseases comes from the devil. And we want to give it back to the sender. Because it don't belong to you. And then God wanted to deliver you tonight from that. That's why I was able to pick it up on the line tonight. I was able to pick up the sickness in the belly and it come in the mouth and all everywhere.
Yeah.
I was able to pick it up. And God said he want to free you from that. He want to release you from that.
Yes.
That spirit of infirmity.
Yes.
You're sick all in your belly, all in your stomach, and you just don't know what's going on. Yeah, that spirit of infirmity has been released.
Oh, yeah. Thank you,
and,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ah, Mama Shay.
Yes, God.
Thank you, God.
You know what, my little love? Let me tell you something. It's good to be friendly, okay?
Yes.
It's good to be friendly. The Bible says, just show, be friends with, you know, show yourself friendly.
Yes.
It's good to be friendly, but there's some people that we just can't always befriend.
Right.
And God wants you to cut some people. God wants you to cut some people. Because I even hear God saying a lot of your sickness and a lot of your stuff that's going on is not natural. So God wants you to cut yourself.
Yes.
From certain people. Sometimes we can, listen, we be around people. People have the wrong spirit. They carry. I've been around people, woman of God, and I pick up their sickness. I've been around them. I've been saying, oh, God, this person here got this terrible headache. Or something going on with their belly. I pick up stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And see, woman of God, I want to say to you, cut some of them people.
Okay.
You're such a friendly person.
Yep, I try
and
to
you
be.
Just, you are. And you try to show love to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't show love to cut some of them people. And I think you know, I know you know who I'm talking about that you need to cut.
Mm-hmm.
I know you do. You need to cut them.
Right.
Cut them. Amen?
Yes.
You got to cut them. That means, you know, you socialize. It's time to cut them short.
Mm-hmm.
You got to cut them, baby. and God going to deliver you tonight from that spirit of infirmity that's been released unto you.
Yes, Lord.
We're going to send it back to the sender. We're going to give it back to the sender because you don't need it and it don't belong to you. God said when you dismount your robe tonight, when you came before God with your problem and your situation, when you came before him tonight, he said, I'm disrobing you of that spirit of infirmity.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. We tear it down. We took it up in the name of Jesus, taking full authority over it by the authority of Jesus Christ that's been invested in me on tonight.
Yes,
I take authority over that spirit. You lying demon here, you will not house yourself in her any longer. She dismounted her robe on tonight.
Yes, God.
She dropped the robe tonight.
Thank you.
Spirit of the God, Rabbi Sikula. Spirit of the God, Dorosha. Spirit of infirmity, Lusa.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right now. That's why the doctors can't find what's wrong because it's not natural.
Oh, God.
It's not natural.
God.
Yes, God.
In
the name of Jesus.
Lord,
we thank you.
Yes.
We
Lord.
Praise you.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you right now.
Thank you.
And I declare and decree that it is so. It's already done.
Thank you, God.
But God say, as you begin to cut them,
yes, God,
you gonna feel total deliverance as you begin to cut them. In the name of Shandidosha.
Yes, God.
Yeah, in the name of Jesus, I thank you,
thank you
and I praise you.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah,
ma.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, my God.
Ah, my God. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Mama.
Yes, he called rain me under. Shake it on the boosa. Deliverance, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
I praise you.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. Yes. Yes. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Call it 8669. Your line is open. What is your prayer request?
Thank you. Thank you. Hey.
Call it 8669.
That was your call for prayer.
Your name is who?
Nelka.
Hey, Nicole.
Hi.
How you doing? You must have seen me on Facebook. Saying that I was going to be on the Block Talk with my friends.
Yep.
Amen. And I'm glad you tuned in.
Yeah.
We're gonna pray. You need something special?
Just prayer?
Amen.
Yeah. Okay. Father, this is my niece, you all.
Thank you,
yeah.
Jesus.
Amen. God, Father God, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
we touch and agree with her on whatever it is that she has before you, Lord.
Yes.
It's time for her to dismount her robe. It's time for her to put on the robe of righteousness.
Yes.
And let you, Lord God, wrap her all up in that robe of righteousness.
Mm.
In the name of Jesus. God, she faced so much. But, Lord God, she tried to be the woman of God that you called her to be. Virtuous woman. Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, I pray for her tonight, God, whatever it is that she's facing, whatever it is that she got going on, she's going to dismount her robe tonight in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I just thank you for her. And I pray, Kondoro Shete, I pray in the name of Jesus that you bless her, God. In the name of Jesus. You know what to do, when to do, and how. You know what we stand in need of and when we need it. So,
yeah.
Lord, you bless her. You bless her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you and I praise you in your son Jesus' name. Amen. God bless
you.
Amen. God bless you. All right.
Thanks.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Caller 0930. Your line is open. What is your prayer request?
Yes, hi. This is Janetta.
I was trying to figure out what number that was. Are you ready to dismount your robe? You ready to drop that robe of sickness?
Yes.
Of infirmity? And that, hey, Patty Kate, that's Biddy.
Oh.
Glory
God.
To God. Huh? Glory to God. Loco Rabbi City say Ando. Father, into the ocean. Come on here. Come on, dry that up. Dry it up, Lord. Come on, she's dismounting her robe. She's getting, but she's coming before you. Lord, she done came, but she come before you because she heard what you said to blind Bartimaeus and how he stood up and dropped his robe. By faith, he was believing God that he was going to receive his sight. Now, Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you touch her, God, from that hospital room that she's in. Touch that feet. Dry that nonsense up in the name of Jesus. God, that, and I know and I declare that it is so. And
yes.
I stand on that word of God, and I believe your word. You said healing is the children's bread. And weeping. You say, I'm the Lord thy God that healeth thee. You say, now unto him that is able to do the exceedingly, the abundantly above all, we can ask or speak. You told us to speak to that mountain, and it shall be cast. And yonder places. I speak to that mountain tonight in her life. I speak to it. And I command that it dry up by the authority of Jesus Christ. Come on here, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You do it for her. You fix it for her. In the name of Jesus. God, don't even let it be many days hence. Dry it up. Dry it up, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for it, and I praise you for it. I magnify you, and I glorify you for it.
in the name of Jesus. And it is so. And it is so. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I declare and decree that it is. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you, God.
God bless.
Yes. God bless.
Thank
you, Father. Ooh, God bless you. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, my
friend. Pastor Henry, you have honored Glory United Ministry with some mighty prayers this evening. And I want you to know
Amen.
That we have many callers that are still left on the line, but yet they are so bashful, so determined to hang on their robes. They're not indicating they want their lines to be open. So we may have to ask you just to send up a prayer, a universal prayer. Whoops, here's somebody just opened the line. Let's see here. Caller 7822, you just opened your line. What is your prayer request?
My name is Larry.
Doctor, I can't hardly hear him.
In 08, the 30th of April, in a real bad car accident.
Okay.
I had laceration in my head, my neck, shoulder, punched my left leg broken in two places. And I'm taking medication for that. I take just for heart failure. And the medication that I take a lot of times.
Is that Larry?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm dealing with a lot. Like I said,
oh, this is his night. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes.
Thank you, Father. Glory to God.
Yes.
I thank you, Father. Glory. Glory to God. I feel you. And, you know, I feel you. But that Ebosha. But
yes,
God, come on here. This
yes,
is
Lord.
His night.
Yes,
Lord,
yes,
this is the night that he going to dismount his robe. He wasn't going to say nothing.
Thank you,
but he
Jesus.
Wanted his robe to be dismounted. God, he's going to drop the robe tonight.
Yes.
In the name of the Rosha, he stood up by
yes.
faith.
Yes.
And he
yes.
stood up, God, and he done dropped that in the Rosha. God, I want you to first of all touch his mind. Because that's what I feel was going on in the mind. God, touch his mind, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to give him the mind of Christ.
Yes, Lord.
You said, let this mind be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus. Give him the mind of Christ tonight. And God, heal his mind. Come on now. You heal his mind. We need that mind to be healed. And once that mind is healed, God, everything else will fall in place.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just thank you. I just praise you. God, magnify you for Larry. Tonight, God, to throw a little Osha. God, you know what? All that medicine and stuff that he's taking.
Yes, Lord.
God, I pray that you will bless him.
Yes.
Heal him, God. That he get up all of that stuff is too much.
Yes.
That he will
yes.
get up off of all of that medication.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. That stuff make him sick. It makes
yes.
him weary. It makes him woozy, Father. Get him up off of that, Father.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. All of the pain killers. Heart congested failure. Touch his heart, God. You said for us not to forget the rock that we were cut from.
Yes.
And we know from whom we have cut from.
Yes,
and then, God, you told us in the word that every hair on our head is numbered. You know all about us. And, Lord, I want you to touch this body.
Yes, Lord.
Touch this body tonight, God. Heal this body tonight, God. Go in, Lord God. Regulate that heart.
Yes.
You
yes.
do it, Father. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
You're blessing my Father. You do it for him, Father.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I just thank you. I just praise you. I just magnify you for him, and I glorify you. God, let a change take place.
Change. Hey, hey.
In his life, God. And Lord, turn things around, God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Change,
hey, hey. Lord, right now. Let the shackles be loose, God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, and I praise you. I magnify you, and I glorify you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In your son Jesus' name.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty and wonderful name.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
God bless you. God bless you, honey.
And
God bless
Pastor,
you. Yes.
Say, Pastor.
Yes.
All right. I have a message, a word for Larry. Larry, when Pastor Henry was praying for you, I felt the anointing of God hit me on the right side from my ear all the way into my shoulder down into my side on the right side, and spoke to me and said that he is right now working on some of the that can't be medically, but God said in a few days you will begin to reap the results of the prayer that was prayed for you tonight. And God said you been told many times to get on the to do it, but God said it's all good because you got on right to receive your healing, walk in your healing, but you cannot storm it. You're going to have to pick up the Bible. You're going to have to, I hear God say that you're going to have to surround yourself around people that is spiritual, that they can speak life into you and not doom and gloom. God said, you know from whence you came. Remember the days of your youth, where you sat at. You sat in King's Chapel, Church of God in Christ, where the word of God was being taught. God said, go back and get those things that you were taught, and you will receive a greater miracle, saith the Lord God.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen.
I said there should be a burning. God said there should be a burning sensation in your foot. I feel my right foot burning. And God said you should feel that. Just tell me thank you. God said just lift your hand where you are and just speak out and tell God thank you for what he's doing in your body right now. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
I know times, Pastor Henry, when people are hurt, accidents and things, and they end up on disability, and they know if they get healed, they may have to turn the checker loose, but there is no money in comparison to your body being made whole. And God, we thank you because he obeyed and he said thank you. I heard him say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
So God, continue that he will be the miracle and the light in the area from where he is, that they will know that God is a miracle working God. And don't worry about your money. God say all is well.
Well,
tonight, Pastor Benjamin, I don't worry about the money.
Amen.
Time to remember.
Amen. God bless you.
Enough.
Good Jesus. All this time.
And you know, doing the whole time that I've been through the hospital and I still have my right shoulder that's not working well, I can't even lift my head. And I also been.
Touch him, God.
I didn't
yes,
do anything.
Lord. Mm. Amen.
And I saw that I was still living.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I saw that I heard God be alive.
And the angel God to be in his midst. Yes,
yes, Lord.
Well, well,
yes.
Totally. I didn't even know how to get home.
Jesus.
I know when angel God because I was able to do it myself. But I thank each and every one.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to thank
your sister, Jackie, too, because she was the one that kept me in touch.
Amen. Thank you. Hey, that's my angel. I tell you, that's my advocate. My sister, God has raised her up to be an advocate for Glory United Ministries. She sends out those, I tell you, she get them out there. Even if her phone is not working, sometimes she gets text out for that service. Thank you, Chief. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. I'm looking forward
and not
to
only just, not only just for the night, but any time that your mind run on me or your thought what us. Me, please.
All right.
All right. God bless.
All right.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
This has been a blessed night, I tell you. To God be the glory. I'm out of here.
Amen, amen. We only have about 10 more minutes.
Thank you, Jesus.
And there's many people on the program. If they want to get that last 10 minutes, come on. But I know Pastor Benjamin, before that, there's an announcement that you want to make about our anniversary service.
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Scott. Pastor Henry, may I?
Go ahead, Doc. Go ahead, woman, guy.
I have to respect you because you're the speaker of the hour. I have to respect you. And if I can show respect, the other people can also follow suit. And I have to get your permission because this is your time. So I thank you for the space again. In October the 22nd, which is a Sunday night, a fourth Sunday night at 7 p.m., we will be celebrating, Dr. Scott and I, Glory United Ministries, will be celebrating 5 years that we have been on Blog Talk Radio. I have my speakers in position. And these speakers are locked and loaded, just like this service tonight. We are looking for a high time in the Lord for our anniversary. We start on Sunday.